Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Francavilla Show. I'm your host, Dr. Carolyn Francavilla, board-certified family physician and diplomate of the American Board of Obesity Medicine. I've been helping patients lose weight to treat and prevent medical problems for the last 10 years, and I'm taking what I've learned from them to you. In this podcast, you will learn the science behind why you struggle with your weight and what to do about it, tips for common challenges, work to fight bias about what a healthy weight really is, and improve your relationship with food and your body. Please remember that while I'm a doctor, I'm not your doctor. This podcast is meant to be informational in nature only, not medical advice. Please seek out care from your physician for your specific needs. Okay, let's get started. Hello there, and welcome to this week's episode of the podcast. Today, we are going to talk about meal prepping. And this may be a topic that gives you like a little bit of a visceral reaction. I know people sometimes have a history with meal prepping, or maybe the idea of it seems overwhelming if they haven't tried it before, but give it a listen today because I have 8 awesome tips for you. And they're going to open your mind to different ways of meal prepping that I think at least one of will work or make your life a little bit easier. Before we jump into the episode on meal prep, I want to make sure you have checked out the website. You can check out the blogs there if you want to read what we've been talking about. And you can also download your mini weight care guide there that'll walk you through some of the steps you should be doing before you get started with your next weight loss journey and help you reflect on where you're going with things. So check out the drfrankavillashow.com for all of that. All right, so let's jump into meal prepping. So why is meal prepping important? Meal prepping really is going to make your life a lot easier by taking that step out where you have to think about things. So you only have to think about it like one time or twice a week instead of making a choice 3, 4, 5 times a day about what you are going to eat. It takes some of that decision-making out and already allows you to commit to a healthy choice that's going to serve your body. One of the things that we know from the National Weight Control Registry, which you've probably heard me talk about 100 times at this point in the podcast, but that is that database of people who have lost 30 pounds or more and kept it off for more than a year. What we know is that one of the consistent patterns for people who have lost a large amount of weight and kept it off is that they eat consistently. And when I say consistently, what I mean is they are eating kind of the same foods on a regular basis. So they're not eating like super healthy all week and then going crazy on the weekend. They aren't going up and down with trends of what they're eating. They kind of find some things that work for them and they eat that most of the time. And so meal prepping allows you to do that and is one technique to kind of allow you to just get in a groove with what you're eating and not have to put so much brain power in it. And once you find something that works for you, you can just stick with it. So that is the benefit there. As we go into this conversation, I want to point out that there is no perfect way of eating. So I think sometimes when people like don't like the idea of meal prepping, it's because they picture these Instagram worthy, like really elaborate, nutrient dense, perfect magazine cover meal preps. And that is not what it has to look like. If you've listened to me talk at all before, you know I don't believe that there's any one perfect diet for people out there. Really has to be a way of eating that's going to work for you. So going into this conversation with that as the base, that this is important because it is going to make your life easier. People who kind of eat the same things on a regular basis are more likely to maintain their weight. And that there's no perfection in this, okay? So let go of those perfect meal preps and like, let's just do things that are going to work for you. All right. So tip number one is you're going to have to pick a time to do this. You're going to have to put it on your schedule. You're going to have to commit to a time once or maybe twice a week where you can actually do the meal prepping. Now, this is one of the barriers for people because they feel like they don't have the time to do this. But I think that you probably do. I don't know your life, but I drive by fast food lines every day while I'm driving to or from work. I see that Chick-fil-A line You are not saving time there, my friend. Those are long lines. You are waiting there a while. Same thing, you go to buy lunch or go into a restaurant. How long are you waiting in line? How long are you sitting there scrolling on your phone waiting for your food to be cooked? How long are you actually spending doing some of these things that you think are saving you time? How long are you spending trying to make something a few nights a week with the ingredients you have, not really knowing what you're doing, right? So you feel like you don't have this time, but I think that if you commit to 30 or 45 minutes once or twice a week to knock out these tasks, you will find that you have more time throughout the week by not having to make the decision later and stand in line and go to the grocery store multiple times a week and go to a bunch of restaurants. You are going to actually save time in the end, but you've got to find that time on your schedule. So are you going to do it on Sunday afternoon, Saturday morning, Monday night, Wednesday before work? I don't know. Find a time where you can find a dedicated time to get the meal prepping done. Whatever strategies you pick, you need the time to do it. And one of the key things to this process is that when we are hungry and we are tired and we are stressed and we are emotional, we don't make as good of choices around our food. So if you get home at the end of your workday and you're hungry and you're tired and you've made 1,000 decisions and you've got a bunch more stuff to do, and now you have to figure out what you're going to make for dinner, it gets really overwhelming. But if you have already made that decision several days ago, life can get a lot easier. So I promise, find the time to do this and you're going to make the rest of your week a lot easier and a lot less stressful. Okay, so number two, figure out what meals you are going to prep. Now, some people, when they meal prep, they go all out and they prep 3 meals a day. They have their breakfast, lunch, dinner, maybe even snacks planned out, written down, put in containers, ready to go. And that's totally fine. If you want to commit to meal prepping everything, knock yourself out. That's great. You can totally do that. But you may also want to just start with one meal that you prepare or plan. So maybe breakfast has been a struggle for you. If you've heard me talk before, you know I am team breakfast. I think there are people who can skip breakfast, they can do intermittent fasting, but on average, most of my patients benefit from having breakfast. And going back to that National Weight Control Registry data again, people who lose weight and keep it off, like 90% of them are eating breakfast. So it is a habit for success. Okay, so breakfast may be a meal you want to prep. What are some ideas there? You could make some sort of muffin, a morning glory muffin. I love my paleo muffins. You could do some egg bites, boiled eggs, overnight oats. You could make like a parfait with some Greek yogurt and fruit. Or you could just pick out a bar or a protein shake and have that ready to go. We'll call that a meal prep, right? I have 7 protein shakes for the week. I have 7 protein bars for the week. That's a meal prep. You have your meal planned ahead. That's a meal prep, okay? So maybe it's just breakfast. Maybe lunch is where you're struggling. Maybe you are that person in the fast food line every day or standing at the takeout counter, scrolling on your phone, wasting time and wasting money. Maybe it is time to start prepping lunch. What could that be? You could do those jar salads that are so popular. You could make extras every night at dinner and have leftovers that are ready to go. You could batch make some soups or some stews, batch make some other crock pot meals. You could do those cottage cheese pizza bowls that are really trendy right now. You put cottage cheese with some pizza sauce and toppings on it. You microwave that. Easy. You could make a little bento box for yourself. Really, whatever you want to do. But maybe lunch is the meal you need to do. Maybe it's dinner. Dinner is a tough time, right? We are all tired and hungry at the end of the day. And that's a really easy time to just give up and order food. And you may want to choose dinner as the meal you prep. And that could look different ways. That may mean that the meal is cooked, you make it all on the weekend, and you just have to microwave it and it's ready to go. Maybe it just means that you have done the basics, right? Maybe you have seasoned your meat. Maybe you have caught up the vegetables. Maybe you've made the side dish already and you only have to spend 10 or 15 minutes putting everything together when it is time for dinner. So step number two or option number two is pick which meal you're going to prep. Are you going to focus on breakfast, lunch, dinner? Are you going to go all out and prep all of your meals? But you don't need to start there. If lunch is the problem, maybe you start prepping lunch. If dinner is the problem, start with dinner. If breakfast is your biggest challenge, start prepping dinner. And think simple. It does not need to be elaborate. Even a frozen meal that you have picked out and intentionally planned that works with your nutrition plan is a meal prep, okay? So pick which meal you're going to focus on or which meals. All right, number three, my tip for meal prep number three is to make large meals and use those leftovers. Have you ever heard someone say that they hate cooking for one? Like you'll ask why they don't cook. They're like, oh, well, you know how hard it is to cook for one. I'm sorry, I actually don't know that. I cooked for one for a long time and it is the best. Cooking for one is awesome. You know why? Because I get to keep all of that food for myself. I don't have to share it with my husband or my kids. And now I have like five or six meals that are ready to go. So, big meals are awesome because you get leftovers. And maybe you don't like eating exactly the same thing every day. You can either switch it up, add some different sauces or something, or you can freeze that, right? So you make a big thing of chili or a big thing of stew or a big casserole. Freeze that, and now you have meal prepped for next month or next week or whenever you need something that is healthy and fits with your nutrition plan. So make big meals. Now, maybe you have more than one person in your household. Make enough, and now you all have meals. You have something you can bring for lunch or something you can have for dinner again tomorrow. I love like chili for this. I make chili like once a week during the winter, and sometimes I switch up the recipe, the type of beans, the meat. Maybe I'll try adding a new vegetable in there to make it a little different. Stew, soups, big things of like beans or lentils. Those are super easy, and you can make like 12 servings of that in one crock pot or instant pot. There are tons of crock pot meals out there. So whether it's like pulled chicken or pulled pork or something creamy, savory, those Instant Pot or crock pot meals, you can find recipes of all sorts online. So maybe you make those. Again, you can make tons of portions that way. Big things like pork roast, pot roast, big whole chicken that you can cook. That creates a lot of food easily. It's efficient and often the cheapest way to make a bunch of food. And then again, if you just make too much for your household to eat at once, freeze that food. If you make a big meatloaf, it's too much for your household. Freeze half of it. Now you have dinner next week or next month when you are too busy. So, my tip number three is to just make a large meal and now you have leftovers. All right. Tip number four is letting go of perfection. We talked about this a little bit in the beginning. And one of my big things with food is that there is no perfect way of eating. We're all doing the best that we can with what we can, right? But what we don't want to do is give up altogether and just eat whatever. We want to be intentional. And so letting go of perfection while being intentional. And so that's doing things like using frozen vegetables. Maybe you'd prefer fresh vegetables. Maybe you'd prefer ones that you grow in your own garden. But that's not always a reality, right? So you can use the frozen veggies. You can use the canned veggies. Rotisserie chicken, that's a really popular one with my patients. You buy one of those rotisserie chickens at the grocery store, and now you have chicken that's cooked, ready to go. You can either use that in a recipe, add it to a salad, serve it with a side of frozen veggies. Bam, easy. Meal prep, right? It still counts as meal prep. You don't have to make everything from scratch for it to count as a meal prep. A meal prep just means you planned it ahead, okay? Those bagged salads, super popular, super easy. You add a little bit of chicken, maybe some canned tuna. You don't have to do anything elaborate. You have a super easy dinner or lunch. Frozen meals. These, I think, are underrated. The frozen meals are going to be calorie controlled. You can look at the exact nutrition that's in it and see exactly what you're getting. They're easy. You can just keep them around. Maybe they're emergency meals, right? Maybe you don't have them every day. Maybe you do. Maybe you use those at lunch every day so you don't have to go out and you can be more efficient and you can have things that are calorie controlled. And you can add something to the frozen meal, right? Maybe you want to add a little bit of some extra vegetables, a side salad, maybe a piece of fruit, a yogurt, but a frozen meal can make a great lunch or dinner. So let go of perfection. Use things that are pre-made a little bit or frozen. Meal prep does not mean you have to make everything from scratch. All right, my next tip number five, is to get creative with sauces. So you can make these sauces yourself, or you can just buy some that you like, but these are a great way to kind of modify or change some meals and make them a little more exciting. So, chicken and veggies, super easy, but people can get a little sick of having like chicken and veggies every day. So you could try some different sauces. It's gonna taste totally different if you add like a lemon cream sauce versus a teriyaki, a marinara, garlic, oh, basil pesto. That's that's like one of my favorites. So have some different sauces around. You can make a bunch of chicken or your favorite protein, a bunch of veggies, maybe a whole grain to go with it. And then it can be a little different every day by adding a different sauce to it. And that can just make things a little bit more flexible too. Maybe you're not really in the mood for the same flavor every day. Maybe you kind of get an Asian craving or an Italian craving. Great. You just add a different sauce to the meal you already made. All right. My next tip, tip number 7, I am calling snack attack. So meal prep, again, we get these ideas in our head that has to be this like perfect meal that is this beautiful picture of balance. And that's not what meal prep has to look like. Meal prep just means you have planned in advance what you're going to eat and you have that food available for yourself. So the snack attack is things like, you know, just having a protein bar that's a good fit for you, having a protein shake that's a good fit, having a yogurt that's a good fit for you, a nice Greek yogurt with not too much sugar, having little snack boxes. A lot of my patients love those ones that are like the, you know, a little bit of cheese, a little bit of dried fruit, maybe there's salami in it, nuts, those little packages you can get, nuts, cheese sticks, fruit. And you can use different combinations of these, some veggies, a little bit of hummus or another dip, make like a little bento box for yourself. That's a meal prep, right? You can easily make those for the week or have the ingredients all ready to go. You toss it in your little bento box every day. You have a super easy lunch or dinner. Sometimes in the summer, we will do little dinners like that by the pool with my kids. It's super, super easy and they love it and they just snack on a bunch of healthy stuff. So snack attack is tip number 7. Meals do not have to be elaborate, perfect looking meals. They can just be balanced food that is helping you reach your goal. All right. And my last tip, tip number 8, is organization. So being organized makes this a lot easier. So in terms of those snacks, you can get little bins to organize your cabinets. You can have like a little row of protein bars, little row of nuts, row of beef sticks, row of, you know, whatever your little snacks are in there. So they're ready to go, easy, appealing looking. You can keep your frozen meals organized in your freezer. I like to keep a lot at my office as just like a backup. Right? If I forget my lunch or I don't have time to prep something for the day, I have my backup meal prep of my frozen meal in my freezer at work. Same thing with bars, shakes, keep those around. Keeping fruit, nuts around so you just have an easy option for yourself. And then the last organized tip I would say is a lot of people work from home now, and so they don't pack their lunch anymore, which leads to kind of some random snacking or skipping lunch and then eating too many snacks before dinner. If you are working from home, I encourage you to still pack your lunch. That way you can just be efficient during your workday and you've already committed to what you're going to eat and you don't get caught in that trap of just snacking on whatever is around at your house. So prepping your lunch or your breakfast, your dinner, but prepping your meals, even if you work from home, you think, oh, I can just make it. I'm here. But you're still busy and tired during that workday. It's easy to snack on other stuff. So go ahead and just prep your lunch, even if you work from home. So be organized, write things down, write what your meals are for the week, write a calendar, make sure you're getting a balance in, and keep the food in a nice organized way so it looks appealing to you, okay? That's my last tip. All right, so that's a lot of tips here. I'm just gonna run through them so that you can kind of think what's gonna work for you. And your homework this week is to pick one or two of these to try. What is going to make meal prep easier for you? So pick a time, put it on your schedule. When are you going to work on the meal prepping? Number 2, pick a meal that you want to commit to prepping. Is it going to be breakfast, lunch, or dinner? Work on large meals. Find some good recipes where you can bulk make a lot of stuff for yourself. Let go of perfection. It still counts as a balanced meal if you're using pre-cooked meat, if you're using frozen chickens, a bag salad, that still counts, okay? Get creative with sauces. Try some new things. Make sure you're not using too much and you know how many calories are in it, but go ahead and try some new things. You can make that chicken and veggies or whatever your basic meal is go a lot farther by switching up sauces. Snack attack, have planned, portioned, balanced snacks for your meals, but those can count as long as they are intentional and get organized. Okay. So what are those tips are you going to try this week to help meal prep so you can stay on track with your nutrition and reach your goals? All right. Tell me all about it. I'd love to hear how things are going for you. You can hit me up on social media and tell me what's working for you. And until next week, take care.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. Francavilla Show, where we learn about all things related to weight and health. If you love this podcast, make sure to leave those 5-star reviews and share this podcast with a friend or loved one. If you have a topic about weight and health you want me to tackle, head over to the website, thedrfrancavillashow.com, to submit your question. And make sure to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss next week's episode. Take care.